أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين، محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. I bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his final messenger. Indeed, the best of speech is the book of Allah. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all matters is to innovate in religion. And every such kind of innovation is a misguidance. And misguidance leads to the hellfire. يا أحباب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، يخبرنا القرآن الكريم ويوجهنا ربنا جل وعلا بقوله المتكرر في كتاب الله: قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين كانوا من قبلكم. Throughout the Quran, there is this commandment that is repeated every time: walk around, think, ponder upon the fate of those who were before you. Studying history, Musa alayhi salam mentioned all over the place, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isa, the different nations, the different prophets are mentioned in the Quran, not for the sake of entertainment for those who read it, rather it is supposed to impact. And that is why in Arabic they say, As-sa'idu man itta'adha bi ghayrihi, wa-shaqiyu man itta'adha bi nafsihi. So that a wise man who takes heed from the experience of other people. A miserable man is he who makes statistics out of himself. He just joins the band. And that is why in the Quran, there is this emphasis on study history. Know what has happened before. Now subhanAllah, and this is so appropriate, because the month of February is dedicated to be the month where we remember Black history. And when we're talking about Black history, my brothers and sisters, we've got to remember, these are one, our brothers in humanity; two, the majority of the slaves that were brought to America were also Muslims. They're brought from Mali, from Ghana, from Liberia, where the majority of the inhabitants of that place were Muslims. But subhanAllah, there is something more specific that we need to remember about them. See, the institution of slavery that was established back then, they had one thing. It was not just bring the slaves from Africa and that is the end of it. To ensure that they remain slaves, one thing had to be done: break their spirits and make them feel inferior. And when you look into the practices that were practiced back then, you would end up saying that you must hate yourself if you ever lived at that time. Blacks back then, you don't take a shower. You don't brush your teeth. They made you publicly walk around naked, where people would come and they would poke you, check your ears, check your teeth, where people would call you public insults in front of everyone. And the idea is to break their spirits so that they see themselves as worthless. Imagine not taking shower for a long time. You not only end up hating yourself, but you also end up hating those who are like you. A young kid, a big black man, he calls him, "Come here, boy." Talk to him in such a manner. And the idea is, make them feel inferior. Make them hate themselves. Make them feel that you are superior to them. And subhanAllah, the fact that there are African Americans today in America, in itself, is a miracle. That in itself is a miracle. How can someone survive such atrocities? How can someone
survive such prosecutions and torture and dehumanization, a constant and a consistent one. You look into this, and again the idea is, let us control the way they think of themselves. For if you control the thoughts of a man, you do not have to worry about where he stands when he leaves. That's already done. That's why subhanAllah in Islam initially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Whatever kind of thoughts come into you, whether you reveal it or you conceal it, Allah will hold you responsible. Now that is impossible. I do not have the ability to control the thoughts that come into my mind, but I have the ability to control which kind of thoughts I want to dwell in. And that is why, my brothers and sisters, we've got to be very careful about what we think. Please pay attention to this one. They say, watch your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Watch your words. Your words become your actions. Watch your actions. Your actions become your habits. Watch your habits. Your habits make your character, and watch your character, for that is your destiny. And now the question is, what do we as Muslims, individuals, as well as a Muslim community, what do we think of ourselves? Because we see a similar practice that is taking place nowadays. The public insults that are going against the Muslims. Oh, they are militants. They are fundamentalists. They are anti-Semite. They are guilty of un-American activities. They are a 5th battalion out there. And lately the Republican king from New Jersey, he said that 85% of the Muslim leaders in the mosque are also enemies. And you listen to this and you say, wait a minute. What is really the intent behind this? Is the idea to make Muslims again hate themselves? Is the idea to make Muslims feel inferior about who they are? Is the idea for Muslims to give up their beliefs so that they are accepted? And subhanAllah, the more you look into this, especially when you look, and who is doing it? Daniel Pipes? Steve Emerson? Jerry Falwell? Pat Robertson? These racist, segregationist people are now speaking on behalf of others in morality, but subhanAllah, they do so because they benefit from it. Booker T. Washington, again an African-American, told a story. Said there was a doctor that was approached by a very rich woman. She was extremely rich. And he said that woman thought that she had cancer. So the doctor thought for himself and said, you know, she really does not have the cancer, but treating her for cancer is good business. So for 15 years, he treated her for cancer that never existed. So that she was so rich that he himself became rich. Bought a house and sent his own son to medical school, and the son became a doctor. So now that the son is in charge of the clinic, he decided to take 2 weeks off. The father takes 2 weeks off, and the old woman comes to the clinic again suffering from cancer. So in 10 days, her cancer was taken care of. The father comes back and he says, well, son, give me an update. What happened? And he said, Dad, there was this lady. She came and she thought she had cancer. And in 10 days, I cured her cancer. The father looked at him and he said, you fool. It was that cancer that brought the house that we live in. It was that cancer that sent you to medical school. You fool have started practicing medicine all the wrong way. Why is that? Because he benefited from that. He knew it was wrong, but it was for his advantage. Who would ever consider listening to Steve Emerson? Who would ever consider listening to Daniel Pipes? No one would consider listening to them. But in order to keep the caliber that they are at nowadays, they must keep this Islamophobia going on. That's how they talk, and that's when they will only be listened to. So, although it is wrong, but it is to their advantage that they keep it going. But my brothers and sisters, it is not enough that we only complain, and you know, look at them, they have a hidden agenda, and look at them, they are not in, look at, we cannot do this, my brothers and sisters. We cannot just complain all the time. We have got a responsibility that we must live up to. Nothing we have, subhanAllah, we are ashamed of. Muslims happen to be amongst the most educated of minorities, at least religious minorities. We don't go around killing people. When was the last time you heard of a Muslim rapist that is going around raping people? MashaAllah, excellent people. When was the last time you saw Muslims going around chasing cutie pies here and there in colleges? It does not happen. Morally we are good. Educationally we happen to be very good. And you look into our community, there is really nothing to be ashamed of. Maybe indeed some of the actions of the Muslims do not represent Islam, and we're not supposed to defend that. We only stand up for what Islam says. For wrong is wrong no matter who is doing it. And wrong does not become right because the perpetrator happens to be a Muslim. Similarly, that right does not become wrong because whoever is doing it is not a Muslim. That is all irrelevant. The question is, are we up to the challenge? Do we really want to do something? It has got to start, like Marcus Garvey used to say, if you do not have confidence in yourself and in your beliefs, you have already been defeated twice in the race of life. If you do not have confidence in yourself and in your beliefs, you have already been defeated twice in the race of life. Well, why is that? Because you are already going in saying that, you know what, I am less, I am inferior, I see others as superior to me, I am not proud of what I have, I am not proud of who we are. And sadly, we spend 3/4 of our time trying to be someone that we are not. Putting all the different masks on, doing all the different whatever it is, so that we feel that we fit in, subhanAllah. You are beautiful the way you are. Your religion is beautiful because of what it stands. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Imagine this beautiful religion, subhanAllah, that Allah commands of justice, righteousness, and that you be good to your fellow humans. وَإِنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And Allah forbids injustice or the oppressing of other people. And Allah forbids immorality, whether it be concealed or revealed, in public or in private. These are the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even though people may choose not to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a religious figure, but people can benefit from the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only a messenger to the Muslims. He is a messenger to mankind, to everyone. And it is our job that we take the universality of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make it a practical one. Even sometimes, my brothers and sisters, as individuals, we may be going through rough times. We may not, you know, have that social status that other people have. We may not have the beautiful car that other people drive. But remember, it's not the car that makes the man, it's the man that makes himself. And that's what we need to remember. So that one time, a professor walks into his classroom and takes out $100 bill. And he asks his students, who would like this $100 bill? So everyone in the class raised their hands. He takes the same money and he crumbles it. And he asks, now who wants the $100 bill? Again, the whole class raises their hands, takes it and spits on it, and asks, who still wants the $100 bill? They all raise their hands. He throws it on the ground and he steps on it and he asks, who still wants the $100 bill? And again, they all raise their hands. And then he said, ladies and gentlemen, you have learned a great lesson in value today. No matter how crumbled the $100 bill was, the fact that it was spit on, the fact that it was stepped on, but it was still $100 bill. It never lost its value because of the circumstances. After the defeat of the Muslims in the Battle of Uhud, what does Allah tell them? وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Said, despair not. Go not unto anxiety or depression, for you are superior so long that you believe. You may have lost this one, but guess what? This superiority is still there. So as Muslims, as individuals, as a community, collectively, we've got to feel, my brothers and sisters, we cannot share with others that we ourselves do not appreciate, that we ourselves, we are not proud of. Maybe it was here that once I told the story of Usama ibn Zayd. Say that one time a man by the name of Hakim ibn Hizam, not a Muslim at that point, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave him a beautiful gown They said that gown belonged to Ziyazan, one of the mightiest king of Yemen. He said, I gave it to him, and he put it on, got on the minbar, the pulpit, and he delivered, he said, a beautiful speech. He said, I have never seen someone more beautiful, someone more handsome than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in that beautiful gown. But then he said, the next morning, as I was walking in the alleys of Medina, I saw Usama ibn Zayd wearing that same gown that yesterday I gave to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that one day belonged to the mighty king of Yemen, Ziyazan. Now, when the scholars of Sirah describe Usama, they say, وَكَانَ أُسَامَةُ دَمِيمًا. Usama was an ugly man. Very dark skin, flat nose, thick lips, deep eyes. And this is not to say this is what makes someone beautiful or not, but this is how they described him. Or at least this is how they described beauty back then. So Hakim ibn Hizam looked at him, a black man, son of a former slave, wearing the gown that belongs to this mighty king. He looks at him and he says, from head to toe, and then he says, Anta ya Usama, Anta talbasu malabisa Ziyazan. He said, you Usama, you are wearing the gown that one day belonged to Ziyazan, the mighty king of Yemen. What does Usama say? You know, I'm really sorry. Just happened to be passing by and the Prophet said, gave it to me and I could not. He didn't say that. He looked at him and said, Wallahi ana khayrun min Ziyazan. He said, by Allah, I am better than Ziyazan. Wallahi inna abi khayrun min abi. And by Allah, my father is better than his father. Wallahi inna ummi khayrun min ummihi. And by Allah, my mother is better than his mother. Fa inna naqulu la ilaha illallah wa lam yaqul la ilaha illallah. He said, for that king of yours never said la ilaha illallah, but my family and I, we said la ilaha illallah. The essence of pride, where do you get that from? The color of your skin, the language that you speak, the racial background that you come from, your ethnicity, that is so trivial, subhanallah. That is so shallow. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam called it jahiliyyah. That it's ignorance. How dare you take pride in something that you had nothing to do with it. I'm proud of that man. How much effort did it take on my part to become black? How much effort did it take on your part to become white? Or for that matter, to become a man or to become a woman? By the same token, how dare you that you condemn other people for something that they did not choose? And that is why, again, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to respect ourselves. Have pride. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يَحْقِرَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ نَفْسَهُ. It is not befitting that any of you belittles themselves. Not only yourself, but also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ. He said, it suffices to call someone a sinner that they belittle their brothers or their sisters. Because we are already getting enough from the media. You know, you are militants, fundamentalists, anti-Semites, and American activities and all that. You hear it, and then you come to the masjid, and someone else is also getting on your back, calling you names again. And subhanAllah, we do respond to this, my brothers and sisters. They really do have an impact on us. Imagine that I am dehumanized and demoralized by the media, and then I come to the masjid and I hear the same thing repeated over and over again. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ said, it suffices to call one a sinner that he puts his brothers or sisters down. Be it for their circumstances, or be it for the color of their skin, or whatever it is. And as Muslims, remember my brothers and sisters, no matter how bad our circumstances are, it's like that $100 bill. Never loses its value. Look around our own community. How we dehumanize and demoralize other people. Let me give you an example. Our sisters who are divorced. You know, subhanAllah, when you hear our brothers, the brothers talking about them, you know, there is a sister and she's available, people say, why would I want a second hand? Why would I want used products? This is how we talk about our sisters. You hear the sisters telling us that, you know, I would rather be in a hellish marriage because the community is not a very kind community. The minute I get a divorce, everyone is going to be talking about me. So now it's damned if they stay and damned if they leave. What happens to that? Because as a community we have become so skilled in putting each other down. And that is not befitting to us, my brothers and sisters. Especially with the challenges that we are facing nowadays. Did you know that 50% of Americans do not look into Islam favorably? That is a catastrophe. 50% of the people do not think that we are people of peace. 50%, can you imagine this? That is one in every two Americans do not look favorably into the Muslim community. And that is why, subhanAllah, in Islam, it is not enough that you be a righteous person. That is not it. That's not good enough. Rather, you will not only be righteous in yourself, but you impact your community positively. The prayers of Isa alayhi salam. Maryam alayhi salam, she brings Isa to the people of the, to the children of Israel. And they ask, oh Mary, who is this? You are a righteous woman. What have you committed now that you are bringing to us a baby? She points to him. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيَّ. They ask, how can we speak to an infant that is still in the cradle? And then Isa alayhi salam speaks. And what does he say? قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He said, I am the servant of Allah. آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ. He gave me the scripture. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيَّ. And he has appointed me as a messenger. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And he made me a man of barakah wherever I may be. Wherever I may be, he said, I am a person of barakah. Barakah means benefit. That in any land I landed, any place that I go, my presence was felt. Not by what I said, rather by what I did. I made an impact there. That's what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. You know, before he came, Imam Zayd Shakir was giving the khutbah and he mentioned the story of Abu Bakr. The Prophet sallam said, who woke up this morning fasting? And he said, I am. Who woke up this morning and visited someone that was sick? Who woke up this morning and went to a funeral? And who woke up this morning and gave charity? And Abu Bakr said, yes, yes, yes. But the beauty of the hadith is, who woke up fasting and that was the end of it. That was the end of it. But the rest of it was social services that were given to humanity. Visiting the sick, you know, healing those who are going through some troubled times, helping those who are in need. And now as a Muslim community, we would ask, you know, how have we impacted America? Now, like I said, let us be very proud of our achievements. I think any country should be very proud to have citizens like us. Don't cheat, don't lie. It's not only that we do not drink and drive, we don't drink at all. We don't even deal with that stuff. Like I said earlier, subhanAllah, the teaching of Islam, be celibate, be clean, morally you are superior. And these are the teachings of Islam, so be proud of it. But the question is, how have we impacted those who are around us? And unfortunately, and I really do not mean to sound like a pessimist here, but when I hear that 50% of Americans do not look into Islam favorably, there must be a problem somewhere around there. There has got to be a problem. As Muslims, we have not fulfilled that part of our religion. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتدى. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through the same. They would say, "Qalu sahir, majnoon, kahin." They would say, "He is a sorcerer. He is a magician. He is a fortune teller. He is a crazy person. He is insane." Attack the person of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they could not say anything about the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now, it is the message. It is the messenger. It is the followers. It is the origin. Whatever it is, name it. But you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will condone Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be positive. Be optimistic. This, you know, subhanAllah, we know that Allah has His ways of getting things done. The question is, would you like to be facilitated in the process? Would you like to have a share in the process? Because subhanAllah, you know, whether you know, this is interesting. They talk so much about us, but we have a question to ask. How come Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world? They talk about us, Islam spreads. They don't talk about us, Islam spreads faster. A dilemma there. But the question is, you and I, my brothers and sisters, what kind of contributions are we making? And this is subhanAllah, you know, we all have different talents. Allah has created us with different skills. Make sure that you use your skills in a manner that helps the community around you, the Muslim and the non-Muslim community. Be someone that when you are absent, you are missed because of the impact that you left behind you. And that's what we want from our Muslim community. When was the last time we visited a homeless shelter and you know, volunteered there? Or when was the last time we visited a soup kitchen and we decided to become volunteers? Or when was the last time we registered as a big brother or a big sister to tutor kids that are in foster homes? Or how many of us are really foster home certified families? See, these are the things that really make an impact. You can come and talk to me all the time, and you can say how great your religion is. But if what you believe in does not impact how you behave, then what you believe in is not important. See, again, the Prophet ﷺ taught us that there will come a time that a house, whether it be a mud house, a house that is built of animal skin, a house that is built of skin, Islam will enter that house. So now we know, we have this undoubtedly strong, emphatically faith in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have no doubt about it whatsoever. That the only hope for America is really Islam. It is in Islam. But the question is again, how would I like to be part of this process? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us facilitators of peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who embody religion both in action and in deeds, in spirit and in saying. Allahumma arhamna fa innaka bina rahim. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم طهر قلوبنا وحصن فروجنا واختم بالصالحات آجالنا. اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا واختم بالصالحات آجالنا. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة وأموالنا من الحرام برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ بنا الإسلام واحفظنا بالإسلام. اللهم يا رب تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم فرج همنا ونفس كربنا واكشف غمنا واختم بالصالحات آجالنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر. الله يعلم ما